The other day, my wife Jess wandered through our apartment, opening kitchen cupboards and medicine cabinets, looking at product after product from brands that had all launched within the past few years. From our Gobi electric toothbrushes to our Kalugo stroller to multiple pairs of Allbirds shoes lined up by the door, our house had become a showroom for new business, not to mention a who's who of Red Antler clients. Jess turned and asked, "Is there an end to all this? Will people at some point just run out of startup ideas?" "Let's hope not," I said, "if we want Red Antler to stay in business." "But I'm not worried. After all, think about every purchase you've made in the past year. Was everything as affordable as it could be? Convenient as it could be? Was the packaging as innovative and sustainable as it could be? Was the experience as delightful as it could be? As long as there are shortcomings or pain points, there's space for disruption. There's always a better, smarter, more humane way. The companies that are succeeding today are the ones who identify these issues and see them as opportunities. They recognize the blind spots, shortcomings, and failures of the old guard, and they're finding new, creative ways to solve problems for consumers. Problems are the most effective springboard for innovation." "What does a book about branding have to do with fear of death?" "Don't worry. This chapter is not about getting crushed under a mountain of Amazon boxes. It's about the most fundamental principle of building a beloved brand today, which is tapping into a real need for your consumers. I'll get to the death part in a bit, but first, a bit of background on how we got here. A brand new era. When we started Red Antler in 2007, brand was only just starting to get on the radar of entrepreneurs as something that needed their focus. Design was very much in the conversation as something startups should pay attention to. But for many, that still meant user experience design, not brand design. In the simplest of terms, user experience design, or UX, most commonly refers to the design of a digital experience. Think about when you arrive at a website or open an app. What are the first things you see? How do you find your way around? How are you guided from one step to the next? Where do you need to touch or click or swipe? How are different features prioritized and arranged? Is how you use it intuitive? UX is an unbelievably important discipline, and it's nearly impossible to have a successful digitally led business without stellar user experience design. It's also a very important piece of the puzzle when we talk about branding. But on its own, it's not enough. Back in the ancient times at the start of the new millennium, great user experience design, or UX, was a meaningful competitive advantage. If something was easy to use, if it functioned beautifully, that was enough to get people excited. Google is the ultimate example of a business that launched at a specific point in time with true and meaningful technological superiority, innovative UX, and a brand that almost seemed purposefully non-existent. Its search results were just smarter. So smart, they would give you only one result if you were feeling lucky. Gmail was just easier. But if Google were to launch today, it would have to follow a different playbook. Uber is another company that got very far with mind-blowing technology and a user experience that felt like nothing that had come before. It frankly felt like magic, and at the time, that was enough. But even with all its success, Uber made itself vulnerable to Lyft and other competitors by not approaching brand through the right principles. Regardless, most businesses are not Google or Uber. I am here to tell you that it is very, very unlikely you are sitting on the next Google, in the same way that your college band was probably not the next Beatles. But that's okay. It is so unbelievably rare these days for a business to be meaningfully differentiated through its technology, or even its UX alone. Once in a while, you'll see a company introduce a significant innovation, like dating app Tinder's swipe functionality. But it's only a matter of time before competitors copy it, and the distinction simply starts to matter less. In most cases, UX is now more about elegance and simplicity than a major overhaul of how people are accustomed to having things function.